Sometimes late at night. Sometimes I get the feeling that everything's alright. Early in the evening, sometimes in the day. Sometimes I get the feeling that everything's okay. Is everything cuts against the tide when you're by my side? Children in the playground, the folks in the home. Anybody anywhere who's ever been alone. Cause everything cuts against the tide.
We are wrapping up the Viva Lamont radio program, this best of edition, as we are doing all throughout the month of May here, 2021. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. I hope you have enjoyed it. I do want to remind you, I have one, maybe two more songs coming up. One is from a best of, and one might be more of a current song based on a request. But I got to remind you that you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. It's Thursdays at 8 and re-airing Fridays at 1, only here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's go back to, I think it was May 2nd of 2014 that this originally aired. You know, sometimes I pick up a record out of the vinyl, out of the library, based on their name alone. This one was a double bonus. I picked it up based on their name, only to find it's got a cover song on it. What? It's the Pink Holes, yes, from 1985, from the We're Glad We Are What We Are album. It's Ring of Fire by the Pink Holes. Have a great weekend.
Fire went down in the flames. flat and broke. And feeling solid gold.
My rocket attorney wanted me to throw some Billy Crane in just to end up the set. His new single, Honeycomb, going out to his neighbor, Mike. Thank you for listening to the Viva Lamont radio program. I will catch you guys with a new best of next week.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's time for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a pretty new show. It's going for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs just do whatever they want to do. My name's Bill. I normally do a heavy metal show on Sunday nights called To Evil Have a Human Name, but I'm also very interested in bagpiping. I've been playing myself for a few years. And CMU obviously has a big history of piping. And today on our episode, I have Andrew Carlisle, who's the director of piping here. He's going to talk a little bit about himself and his position and CMU and play a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
Oh, hello, Bill. Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon now for almost 12 years, just coming up to the end of the 12th year yet.
Yeah, and how did that all happen? Where did you start out and how did you end up here?
Oh, I'm originally from a small village in Northern Ireland called Ballygowan. And when I was 7 years old, I took up the instrument, the bagpipe, and just kind of took it from there. Ended up, you know, studying with some of the great players in both Ireland and Scotland, and then played with some various bands across the water. And then I was kind of finishing up grad school, and the job at Carnegie Mellon was posted, so I just applied for it, and here I am, I guess, 12 years later, yeah. So 2010 is when I started.
All right, and it's now 2022. You've been obviously enjoying your time here. You really enjoy the piping program here at CMU. Do you think it's up there with other places in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was actually the first in the world to offer a degree in piping and also the first to offer a master's. It's a terrific institution here. We've got a really good program and a really good student body. The degree program is actually quite small, being that you have to be a very high standard to be admitted to it. But we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipes, that come for lessons and play in the band. And we also have the opportunity for first-year students to, you know, just learn the instrument from scratch. You know, so I do a lot of teaching beginners as well here.
And do you get a lot of those kind of students that seem to really, you know, stick with it? Or do you get a lot of people that just come in and the oddity of it maybe, since you don't have as much piping as back home?
I mean, usually, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big commitment as to, like, learning it and, you know, sticking with it and practicing. And sometimes you do get some people that get excited by it, but you know, when they start their academic studies in computer science or biology or whatever it may be, it gets a bit too much and they give it up. But the vast majority do stick with it. I would say there's at least maybe an 80% retention rate from people who start out to versus people that don't stick with it, kind of thing, on the beginner front. And I get students from all over the world. You know, I've had them from pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess, yeah.
Maybe someday. And obviously there's the CMU band, which is pretty active. Doing a lot of different events. You'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a pretty good pipe band here. The last time the American Pipe Band Championships were held in 2019, pre-pandemic, Carnegie Mellon won. So a pretty high standard of pipe band. It's very active in the greater Pittsburgh community. We just finished up a series of five concerts with River City Brass Band, a series called Celtic Connections. We'll be playing at Commencement. We just played a couple of weeks ago at CMU's Spring Carnival. We're at the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, we're pretty active in the community as well.
And then you're also involved with the Pittsburgh Piping Society here, which is something that you and a few other pipers started a few years ago. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's probably about 7 or 8 years ago now that we started it. So basically, there were a lot of bagpipers in Pittsburgh, and a lot of them seemed to live in apartments or condos and things like that that they couldn't practice, or they didn't have very many opportunities that they could go and either play with other pipers or play in front of other pipers. So we kind of just formed this as a kind of social club, and basically the format is it's kind of like an open mic night for bagpipers. So if you want to come and have a tune in front of a supportive, friendly environment, it's a perfect place for people to come along. And we've had it in various different venues throughout the city over the years. But with the average kind of crowd we usually get is about 60 people, I think.
And it's based on some earlier piping societies, correct? Including one here in the Pittsburgh area?
That's right, yeah. Unknown to me, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpipe Society, PBS. I'm not sure if they copyrighted the initials or not back then, but yeah, in the late 1800s, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpiping Society. I don't know too much about it, but I've seen records that it definitely existed. It must have kind of, stopped existing at some point in the early 1900s. But yeah, thankfully in the kind of 2000s, I guess, we resurrected it. Yeah, and it's pretty thriving. We just had an evening there last Friday evening in Squirrel Hill, and with a very good turnout, and with at least maybe a dozen pipers that played in that evening, yeah.
If there's anyone listening right now that's not really knowledgeable at bagpiping or anything like that, where should they check? Just check the website for that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Piping Society will have a Facebook page, and I believe the website's currently under construction, but yeah, we do have a website. But yeah, the Facebook page is pretty active as to like when the next gathering or meeting or performance is going to be.
All right, great. Well, let's get into some music. You mind playing a few tunes for us?
Yeah, sure.
Up first, you're going to play Marsh Strauss Bay and Reel. You want to tell us a little bit about those tunes real quick before
sure.
You go?
Sure. Well, a march just being real. So first of all, it's a march. So quite from the Scottish military tradition. And the march I'm going to play is The Braes of Castle Grant. The first two parts of it are traditional, and the third and fourth parts were added by a great piper called George Stuart McLennan. Strauss Bay is a type of Highland dance. The Highland Fling is the dance that goes to the Strauss Bay. And the Strauss Bay I'm going to play is called Inverary Castle. And the reel is a traditional reel, just a different type of Scottish dance, a Scottish reel. And the reel is entitled The Rejected Suitor.
All right, great. Well, let's get right into it. Thank you. All right, Andy, that was great. What do you got next? Hopefully it's something maybe, you know, a little faster, a little more party atmosphere.
Sure. Well, how about a hornpipe and jig?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, so I'll try a hornpipe and jig, which is, yeah, two of the more lively dances in the Scottish repertoire. The hornpipe's called Jim Tweedy Sea Legs, and it was composed by a New Zealander called John Alan McGee.
That sounds like a very New Zealand type name.
I guess. Well, it's got five parts in it, and apparently it's each of the parts are to represent one of the seas that he had to cross to get to Scotland. And then the jig is a composition by pipe major Donald MacLeod, and it's called Donald Cameron's Powder Horn.
All right, perfect. All right, you've been listening to WRCT. We're coming to the end of this episode of Pandemonium. I've been here speaking and listening to Andrew Carlisle, director of piping here at CMU. And he's got one more piece of music to play, a pibroch, some classical bagpipe music. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this final piece you're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, a pibroch is kind of the classical music for the Great Highland Bagpipe, and it was composed in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. It can be traced back to the 1500s, and it kind of originated on the west coast of the Isle of Skye in a place called Borag by the MacCrimmon family. And so these are very old pieces of music, and it basically consists of a theme, like a melody, and then there's subsequent variations on that melody as you go through the piece. And as you go through the piece, the variations get more technically complex. but they're all based off the original theme. And the piece that I'm going to play is quite a rhythmic piece. It's called The Red Speckled Bull. Now, there's a couple of different stories behind the name. The first is, it's thought to have perhaps been a mistranslation in the Scottish Gaelic, and it was actually supposed to be the Red Speckled Army. So basically the English redcoats, you know, that they're the Scottish clansmen were witnessing at the time. And the other story about the tune is that, well, bagpipe bags are made of leather, and apparently one of the McCrimmons wrestled a bull and killed the bull and skinned the bull and made his pipe bag out of the skin.
Not sure which story is more brutal.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, this is a long piece, so sit back and relax. You've been listening to Show Pandemonium. This tune's going to finish off the set, so enjoy and have a good rest of the evening. Thank you, Andy.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
It is just now top of the hour here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We have a radio and music calendar to get to. Before I get to it, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They are still hosting many events online and in person when possible during the pandemic, and they are trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know, I don't know, how about just one thing going on, which is the summer flower show, The Hidden Life of Trolls, is happening at the Phipps Conservatory. It features a one-of-a-kind display of trolls inspired by the mythological creatures found in folklore and pop culture. It's immersive, it's interactive, and it's unlike anything Phipps has done before. For more information, go to phippsconservatory.org. Heck, let's do one more. How about the fact that Open Air is happening the rest of this month from May 18th to the 31st. And what is that? That is the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and over 20 local performing arts organizations are performing a series in celebration of the performing arts on the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's mobile stage at Flagstaff Hill in Schenley Park. For more information, check out the Pittsburgh Ballet's website. And that's the WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar and see if we can find some events that may or may not be happening here in the coming weeks in Pittsburgh, like Parquet Courts, May 28th at Mr. Smalls. I have it on my calendar. Steve Earle and the Dukes at Jurgles on June 5th. Sponge at the Craft House on June 17th. All of these events, go online to see if you can confirm that they are happening or not postponed. But I found them online, and maybe you can too. If you know of an event, you can send me the details at music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the radio and music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m., and on Tuesdays during my encore show, you can hear it at 5 p.m., I guess it is, or 4 p.m., 4. I can't do the math there. It's at 4. Anyway, you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. It is 2021, but the Mockster has been taking a flashback in the month of May, and I've been playing programs and sets of music from old radio shows of mine from May's gone past. For example, this next set of music, not inspired by, directly came from a show from May 6th, 2011. Let's check it out.
Let's go. We have to...
wean ourselves off the punk rock into whatever else I play by playing more punk rock.
Got a face and a body that beat to death. One breath is the last of my request. Lost the space and the time to find my mind. Master Salvatore is in time. Two bricks and a guy who ruined my night. Skip, skip, hot left and time to fight. If you happen to see a friend of mine, Master Salvatore is in time.
I know that. We've got a job to do.
Look. thinking of you when I'm heading down that highway. Your long black hair hanging over my body makes my motor run hotter, faster, hotter, faster, hotter, faster, hotter, faster, hotter, faster, hotter, faster. I'm headed for a breakdown. I'm walking into fire. I'm headed for a breakdown. I'm bouncing on water.
Car Garage here on 88.3. Not the Pittsburgh band Three Car Garage. Long before that band, from the early 1990s on the Coco Pop label, which was an offshoot of Shimmy Disc, Three Car Garage, produced by Nash Cato, doing their song Slow. Engineered by Ron Paul. I'm kind of curious. I didn't realize Ron Paul was engineering pop singles like that back in the early 1990s. Hey, gotta make a buck. Hey, before that, a band I've never heard of. I know nothing about. I just find the vinyl, and I'm like, let's play it. They're called the Orange Hearts. And this is why I've had to play it. The name of their album, which came out, I don't know, sometime in the 80s, is called American Rock and Roll for the 80s. So I did a little quick Google search on Orange Hearts and actually found the one dude who wrote a lot of the songs, played guitar. He's still playing down in Florida, I think. Yeah. So get that. Orange Hearts, I'm going to email him my playlist. You know? He'll be like, dude, someone's still playing my music. Or someone actually played my music, whichever happens. Just, I'm not going to send him a copy of this broadcast, that's all. Hey, Orange Hearts, heading for a breakdown. Before that, Man or Astro Man with you, Uranus. The Rosillos gave us Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight and started off the entire set with some Baboon. Master Salvatoris, the name of the track I played for you. I've been told more than once, which means I've been told twice, that my show, Viva La Mach, is deep down at its core a pop show. Yeah. And I don't think I can argue with that. It's Some Girls here on the Viva La Mach radio show.
Yes.
From a session that originally aired on May 6th, 2011. That is a Holiday with Prostitutes in Town here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about some Blur doing Elvis Costello's Oliver's Army? And then I also played in there that set of music from a rare 7-inch from 1985, the band Three Hits in their song Pressure Dome. What's rare about this 7-inch? Well, it was on a fairly obscure record label out of Atlanta, Georgia, called Hibtone. Came out in 1985, as I mentioned. But that Hibtone label is also the label that put out the very first 7-inch of the band R.E.M.